The news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The chairperson of Safeguarding Ireland, Patricia Rickard-Clark, has said she's very disturbed, distressed and angry at scenes she saw on the RT Investigates documentary into nursing homes that was broadcast last night. The documentary showed vulnerable residents left unsupervised, resulting in falls, together with routine care requests going ignored for long periods. On this programme, Ms. Rickard-Clark called on the government to take the necessary legal action to ensure nursing home residents were safeguarded.
We're 20 years after Lee's Cross. We have gone backwards, I think. So I knew there were abuses going on, but I didn't expect in 2025, given the last number of years that Safeguarding Ireland has been calling for adult safeguarding legislation and the gaps that are there still.
Responding to the programme, the Health Information and Quality Authority said it had stopped admissions to one of two nursing homes featured in the documentary. HICWA said that through its inspections of the residents, Portlaoise and Benevan Manor in Glasnevin in North Dublin, it had identified a number of significant concerns. Andrew Loud reports.
A spokesperson for HICWA confirmed that admissions to the residence, Portlaoise, had been stopped as part of its escalatory action. HICWA's chief inspector can take this action as one of a number of enforcement measures until improvements are made, or in some cases it can cancel the registration of a designated centre. HICWA said it was conscious that nursing homes are people's homes and that this latter course of action can cause significant upset and distress to residents and their families. In 2024, HICWA said 36 nursing homes received three or more inspections in response to persistent non-compliance. The body's statement adds the nursing homes featured in the RTE Investigates programme were subject to a number of additional inspections in an effort to bring them into compliance.
The Health Service Executive is to refer an unpublished Children's Health Ireland report into concerns at one of its hospitals to Gardaí. The report, which has been seen by RT News, concluded that a review of the use of the National Treatment Purchase Fund and other waiting list initiatives should be undertaken. It said that 45 children who needed surgery did not receive a date and instead were placed back on one consultant's inpatient waiting list, which had a significant waiting time. The United States has vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution demanding an unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, alongside unrestricted humanitarian access to the territory. The US was the only country of the 15-member council to vote against the motion. Speaking after the vote, the ambassador of the State of Palestine to the UN, Riyad Mansour, criticised the US stance.
One would have hoped that these minimal demands that are dictated by humanity, by legality, by morality, would have received unanimous support. But unfortunately, they were faced with a veto.
The Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, thanked the US for vetoing the motion.
We thank the United States for standing on the right side, for standing on the side of truth, justice and moral clarity. Thank you for refusing to abandon the hostages and for refusing to legitimize the lies of this resolution.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the bodies of two of the hostages being held by Hamas have been returned from Gaza. He said Israeli soldiers had recovered the bodies. The European Central Bank is widely expected to cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point later today. The move would bring its main rate to 2%, which would automatically benefit tracker mortgage customers and feed through to many other borrowers. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy.
If the ECB cuts rates again today, it will be its eighth reduction in the past 12 months. Inflation among countries using the euro has been steadily falling and dropped to 1.9% last month. That's just below the ECB's target of 2%, leaving the door open for the bank to cut rates again today. If the reduction happens, it means tracker mortgage customers will have seen cumulative repayments fall over the past year by €100 per month for every €100,000 borrowed. New fixed mortgages have also fallen, but most variable customers have not seen benefits. While the rate cuts help many borrowers, returns for savers fall too.
Up to 6 mobile safety cameras are to be introduced at level crossings on the rail network to seek to deter risky behaviour by road users. So far this year, there have been 30 incidents of level crossing misuse, up slightly on the 28 recorded during the same time last year. Fergal O'Brien reports.
The Garda GoSafe cameras, which will initially operate in a test phase, will be used to record motorists inappropriately using level crossings. Erin Rotheran said the cameras are designed to be easily relocatable and will be deployed depending on driver behaviour. The cameras will automatically issue a fine of €160 for speeding and €80 for breaking a red light, with the motorists also liable for 3 penalty points. The railway operator said the aim of the cameras is to enhance safety for rail and road users, including pedestrians and cyclists, by deterring risk-taking behaviour. Of the 30 incidents across the rail network so far this year, Erin Rotheran said 11 resulted in road users being injured or level crossings being damaged.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be a wet start to the day, mainly over the eastern half of the country, with outbreaks of rain that will quickly clear to the Irish Sea. Scattered showers will spread across the country from the west, and there'll be sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 17 degrees.